I think so too. That's why the Joe Chitalin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, I'm Steve Swelzy Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
And you're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting at the basement of Crothers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Your host, Rob Carnell, another edition of Saltwater Music, everything from the east coast of Canada for 2 hours. And we're going to start things off with a brand new single, Sarah McLachlan. She had a new album last year, and a longtime friend of the show, Andrew, who used to help me out with the football broadcast and hockey broadcast back in the day, even got to see her live in concert in Peterborough late last year. She's on tour again, but no, it looks like it doesn't look like any Canadian stops. She already did that last year. So we'll play All This Disaster. That's a brand new song, so separate from the album that came out a year ago. And then we'll have music featuring Joel Plaskett, Lookout Tower, and Kristen Martell in this the next set. But first, this is a Sarah McLachlan brand new song called All This Disaster here on CFRC.
Just Set fire to the thatch roof. Make way for empire and a world gone wrong. Bend in the river, etched in my bone. My blood is ink. Now in the streets, searching for the old ways. Pilots leaving, sod underfoot. Goodbye to a life in the land we once knew. Farewell to reason and all that is good. No one could save us on the ground we once stood. Down from the island into tenement houses, across the Atlantic by imperial powers. We took what was taken, displaced and forsaken. But this land was your land. What happened to ours?
Buckle up, Kingston. This May, CFRC 101.9 FM and KPP Concerts have a stacked lineup of amazing events at the Broom Factory. On May 1st, you can check out Lowest of the Low. May 8th, Rob Moore and Tim Van Tol. May 9th, you can see Mage Tears and Ebril, and also Strung Out with Belvedere. On May 14th, Ephraim Manouk of Godspeed You Black Emperor is in town, followed by Royal Tusk on May 17th. And on May 22nd, you can check out Dave Gunning. Then it all wraps up with Spring Reverb running May 28th through the 31st, featuring acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, and more. Full details and ticket information at kppconcerts.com. Get there.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gaels!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
can dance. We can go where we want to. The night is young and so am I. We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet. Surprise them with a victory cry. We can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. You can act, we'll go totally removed. I can act like an imbecile. We can dance.
We can dance.
Everything is out of control. We can dance. We can dance.
The first set of the show, Jason Pilling and Kristen Martell, teamed up for a cover of the Safety Dance. Before that, we had Lookout Tower, a new song from them called Old Friend. Before that, we had Joel Plaskett, Leroy Stagger, and Kendall Carson all teamed up for a new song called Highlands Leaving. And before that, we had the brand new single, Sarah McLachlan, All This Disaster from her. And we do have some concert dates coming up. I want to mention we have Tara Spencer opening up for Steve Poltz. It's Thursday, April 30th. So next week at the Spire. So check that out the next coming Thursday night. And then we have a show in May, Dave Gunning at the Broom Factory, which is going to be a very popular place here in town. So he's a Friday, May 22nd, 7:30 start for that one. And then we have later on in the summer, as a matter of fact, so we got time for this one, Mo Kenny, not till July, but Thursday, July 9th, also at the Broom Factory. You can just go to the Broom Factory website and tickets are available for both shows. And then this coming Thursday, Tara Spencer at the Spire. Yes, it's Thursday, April 30th, an evening with Steve Poltz, and Tara's opening up for Steve. So we'll get back to the new music. We have Quiet Parade. They have a brand new album, The Will to Weather Another Storm. We'll do Drawn to Secrets from them. Then we'll have Wolf Castle teamed up with Jamila, a song called Water. Then we have new songs from John Mulane and Gus Christofferson in this next set. But first, this is Quiet Parade and Drawn to Secrets here on CFRC.
I hear they've been coming round, leaving letters in your mailbox, trying to sway you to the other side. It's been so long since I felt the red metal between my fingers, even longer since I walked the line. I was drawn to secrets, I was made to heal. I wanted to believe that everything I felt was real, so I put my trust in order. I found my faith, and then the crushing weight of letdown hit me time and time again. And I hear that's been going round. I hear they've been coming round, leaving pamphlets on your doorstep, trying to get you to change your mind. It's been some time since I sang the gospel from beneath those shadows, whispers in a different rhyme. Back then, I was drunk with power, I was made of steel. I closed my eyes and like a fool I let them take the wheel. And I laid down my ambitions, gave up every meal. When the darkness came, I cut the wax and broke the seal. And I hear it's been coming round. Painting symbols in your driveway, covert warnings to fall in line. It's been years now since I breathed those fumes into my lungs, but sometimes I miss that little high. Since then, I have carved my own path, reclaimed what is mine, abandoned hope for mercy, left the mystery. Desperate to believe that everything I feel is real, and I can feel them coming round. So what am I gonna do
elevation. Me and you together, what a sweet problem. Oh, we put flow like water.
And wrap that set with Gus Christopherson, Ancient Aliens, the Intergalactic Version. That one, before that we had John Mulaney, One Day Closer, from his album The Road. Before that we had Wolf Castle and Jamila, teamed up for Water. And before that we had Quiet Parade, a new song from them, and Drawn to Secrets from them. And up next we'll have Joe H. Henry, a new song called Bad Dude. Then we'll go back a couple years with David Miles and a song called Mystery. And then we'll have Dave Gunning and Vincent Coleman, a new song from his album Field Notes. And then we'll throw on Norma McDonald's song from about a year and a half ago, her cover of Blue Bayou. She said it was kind of a David Lynch-inspired version. And she, in fact, recorded this before he passed away last year. So we'll play Joe H. Henry first, and this song's called Bad Dude.
Washing my thoughts in the news, stepping in time through the media mines. Do do do. When salt and pepper, my papa looked at the chain, living in his shoes. He threw me a line that was shot through the mine on the face of the man with the views. He said, "Look at that bad dude smiling like a bad dude." Yes, all that bad dude smiling like a bad dude. Do da 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 da. Papa lined and my life is just strolling us through. I'm trying to hide that I can't fall in line. Do do do. Where's the prison plague? Will it get through the day and the wait through the ways with the skew? Until the lighthouse shines for the certain kind on the face of the man with the views. And we look at that bad dude smiling like a bad dude. Yeah, look at that bad dude smiling like a bad dude. Do da 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 da. Beware the glow, for the darkness will go, for the face of the man with the views. And we look at that bad dude smiling like a bad dude. Do, do, do. Yeah, see that bad dude smiling like a bad dude. Do, 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 do. Looked on me.
I can't understand you, but I can't look away. I don't wanna understand you,
I don't wanna understand you.
Cause there's something in the way. Your mystery looks on me. Your mystery looks on me. It breaks me down. There's something in the way. Your mystery looks on me. Your mystery looks on me. It breaks me down. Some coffee, kissed his sleeping wife, and Vincent Coleman went to work for the last day of his life. Far away, the war was raging. There were guns and men to feed. Home Halifax was booming, shipping goods by rail and sea. Vincent Coleman wired telegrams both up and down the line, with a pocket watch there in his hands. He run those trains on time. The waterfront was waking, harbor master made his rounds. The Mont Blanc cleared to port, she was weighted down. 200 tons of TNT, benzoil on her deck. They flew no cargo warning flag. The captain held his breath. SS Seymour was impatient, she was off to NYC. She was in the wrong shipping lane, picking up some speed. A whistle blast was met by two, neither ship would move. But the second time those blasts rang out, there was nothing they could do. There was nothing they could do. Grinding howl of steel on steel, benzol hit the deck and split. And a single spark to light the blaze. Then they all abandoned ship, left her drifting for Pier 6. People gathered for the view, But even those who heard the warning cries, man, they didn't have a clue. Somehow word got through to Coleman that the cargo would explode. His partner said, we have to run, and why, we'll never know. Call it courage, call it duty, a hero or a fool. But Coleman said, go save yourself, I have a job to do. It took but just a moment to calm his shaking hands. Think of his wife, say a prayer, and then the job began. Ammunition ship on fire, she's likely to explode. Hold the trains and goodbye, boys, were the last words that he wrote. The last words that he wrote. The gates of hell blew open. The explosion filled the sky. Vincent looked up to the heavens. There was nowhere he could hide. And a ball of fire washed over him, took Vincent's life away. Hands were melted from his pocket watch, glass all shattered from its face. There's a ferry runs here every day, across the harbor of this town. She's named the Vincent Coleman, and it makes me kind of proud. 2,000 souls died instantly. 9,000 more were blinded or maimed. 100s more of Coleman's hands hadn't stopped that train.
Feel Yeah.
Going back a number of years, that's Christina Martin and Daisy. She put out a new album, sort of a greatest hits called The Essential. She's have a new song, which we'll play in hour number two shortly. But before that, we also had Norma McDonald and Blue Bayou. Before that, we had Dave Gunning and a song called Vincent Coleman from his new album, Field Notes. And I'll mention his concert date in a second, too. And before